Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud, Zvachim Ayin Hey, Zvachim 75B, pagination is 150. We'll start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 18 lines up. Osham Shenis Arev Bishlamim. A karban osham, which is a type of atonement karban that is in the category of Kodshei Kodoshim, the more strict level of holiness, shenisarev b'shlamim, and it became mixed with a shlamim karban, live animals designated for this purpose. The shlamim is kachim kalim, it's the lesser type of kedusha as karbanos go. What should they do with these two animals? Now, obviously, the question is, because they could try to process them in a way that will not violate anything, but is that the right thing to do? Rabbi Shimon Omer Shneim Yishchatu Bitzafon V'yochlu Kichomer Shebohen. Rabbi Shimon indeed says, shech them both for the purpose of its owner, whoever it may be, wherever that person will be, and it should work. And you do according to the stricter method. You shech them both in the north exclusively instead of anywhere in the courtyard, and you have them eat it like the more strict of the two, meaning the asham, that it should only be eaten by the male kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash and not in the general Yerushalayim area, and only liyom v'layla, only for that day and the night that follows, and not like the shlamim, which is shnei yamim v'layla echad, 2 days with the night that's in between those 2 days. So Reb Shimon has a way to solve this problem of the mixture. He has a solution. Just stick to the more strict approach, and it will satisfy both karbanos, regardless of which one is which. Amru lo, the Chachamim objected and said to him, "A mevi'im kodshim leveis hapsul. You're not allowed to bring kodshim to become pasul. And because you're limiting the amount of time that it's going to be able to be eaten, it's likely that some of the meat will become pasul because it's going to expire, and it should have been given 2 days, and you're only giving it 1 day. And therefore, you can't process these two karbanos in that way, that the one that's meant to be more lenient is losing its leniencies. And therefore, what is the solution? Says Rashi, towards the bottom of the page, the first of the widest lines, Ela yiru v'yimkiru. You're going to have the animals graze, they'll get a blemish, and then you'll be able to redeem them. And with the new money, you'll be able to designate money for each one of these karbanos. And obviously, you have to spend the larger amount of money on each of them to make sure that you're doing it right. So that extra money is going to have to be paid for from the house, so to speak. But you could redeem the animals, and then you'd be able to use those animals for chulin, for mundane purposes, and the money, which is holy, will be used to buy replacement karbanos. So that's the machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, if the animals are still alive. Continues the Mishnah, Nisarvu chatichos bechatichos, if the mixture is of the slices of meat, they're chopping up the animal, and they mixed up, didn't trace properly which pieces are from which animal. Kodshei kodeshim bekodshim kalim. Hana echolim liyom echad ben echolim l'shnei yamim. There's a different amount of time. There's a different space. The whole Yerushalayim, or just in the Beis HaMikdash. Different rules. L'shnei yamim v'layla. Yochlu kechomer shebohen, then in that case it's a done deal already, and indeed they should eat it like the more strict of the possibilities. But again, going back to the first part of the Mishnah, if it's still within our hands, the Chachamim were ready to say that you should do a delay, wait for the mum, and not bring the carbon right now, because Mevi'im Kodshim Leves Apsul, bringing a carbon with a lesser allotment of time to eat the carbon, is considered so serious that you should better do the delay. In the Rambam, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav, the Rambam paskens like the Chachamim, Osham Shenis Arev B'Shlamim, if you have an Osham that mixed with a Shlamim, Afapi She'ein Makrivim Mishneim Eloha Emurim, Avala Barsam Ne'echal, even though they're somewhat compatible, because the innards are brought on the Mizbeach, and the meat is going to be eaten, Lo Yikruvu Elo Yiruach Yipo Behem Mum, you should not bring them, instead have them graze until they get a blemish that invalidates them from being a karbon, not talking about becoming a treifa, because that's a whole different thing, but a mum that it wouldn't be able to be a karbon. And in the amount of the nicer animal, you'll allocate that amount of money for an asham, and that amount of money for a shlamim. And how do you get so much money? V'amosa yafsid mi beso. The extra money comes from the person's house. He's going to add to the money, but in this way, you'll be able to bring the shlamim according to its leniencies. This is a fascinating topic, because so often when we have a mix-up, we're always focused on how to be more strict. And over here, the Chachamim put the brakes on the psak, and they say there's still an alternative. And instead of being more strict, actually, we're looking to do a redo, to swap it out, to figure out if there's a redemption method, and be able to allocate the leniencies for the Karban Shlomim and its time allotment as it is entitled to. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.